It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, June
14th, 2009. Oh, the FCC will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say, I'm still a DJ. My life to live. I transmit our song. They say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio.
Well, I am Ragnar Dansjold, and you have found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum, but we cover all aspects of free radio and free media here. We have a couple pirates in the news stories for you this week, and some news from around the blogosphere. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network, and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We have a whole bunch of off-air recordings for you this week, and a couple other news items from around the web, and then we're going to finish it off with some closing thoughts from me. So stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dansjold.
Hey, I am Ragnar Dansjold, and I got a bunch of off-air for you stuff for this week. I'm going to try to fill us a little bit of time. Not a lot going on in pirate radio this week, though I do have a rather longer announcement for an outlet of sorts for pirate radio later in the show. But really, I spent the last week away from the radio. I was down in my basement on a home improvement project. And after I record this, I get to go play with my chop saw down in my basement. So, tune in next week to see if I can still count to 10. Doing a little trimming. I've been building some walls down in the basement. Anyways, hey, let's talk some pirate radio. I did want to get an announcement out. I ran across this last week. A new schedule for Family Radio, WYFR. And they're broadcasting near the pirate bands. They're down on 6915 kilohertz, which is just under the primary frequency of 6925 for the pirates these days here in North America. And 6915 does splatter up into 6925 occasionally. The new schedule now is 2100 to 0100 on 6915. That's a 100 kilowatt station broadcasting Spanish language religious programming. 2100 to 0100 UTC, 6915, 100 kilowatts, and going to see how bad that splatters up into 6925, so stay tuned on that. Okay, let's get right into some Pirate in the News stuff, shall we?
Pirates in the News.
Well, I really don't have much for Pirates in the News this week. The FCC did track down a jammer in Thousand Oaks, California. Really not a pirate, but it does demonstrate that the FCC does know how to hunt a transmitter still, so they are out there, and they're probably hunting you. Okay, from Glenn Hauser's World of Radio comes news of this South American pirate. Like I said, this is coming from World of Radio.
Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia has heard the pirate there, Radio Juventud, with ballads of the 70s and 80s musical program. Between midnight 30 and approximately 0230 UT, measured on 5587.1 as of June 7th. They announced the shortwave frequency is 5590 and also FM 104.7.
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
FR and forum postings.
Okay, Before we get into the FRN, let's cover a couple other things first. Actually, first, I wanted to say I did have one thing from the blogosphere. Bob Padula is announcing that he has created a new Facebook group for Australian DXers. I know I got a bunch of, or at least a few, listeners down under in Australia and New Zealand. And Shortwave Australia is now on Facebook. Take a look over there. Pretty interesting for some DXers down under, and actually DXers all over the world. Some cool stuff there. And I did want to also mention, I'm not going to get into it, but a new or a revived flame war of sorts has renewed on the internet pirate boards. I won't go into it, actually. I didn't want to go through all the threads to see who said what or about whom, but most it was played out in Alpha Lima's Yahoo board, a flame war of sorts. And it's really sad to see the infighting that can happen to pirate radio operators and listeners, and I'm just gonna leave it at that. Okay, taking a look at the Free Radio Network, that's frn.net/vines. Actually, this week, mostly logs of received EQSLs this week. A lot of QSLs to stare at, and stare at again. Over in the LPFM section, Dan J revived an old corset topic, says he made the little transmitter with very good results. And actually, there was an interesting post in the logging section this week. There was a post from Grasscutter, says he caught someone airing Radio Azteca the 11th of June, 26.456 AM. Says it had a tinny sound, but it was a good S3 signal. And actually, I'm wondering if that was a harmonic, or is someone actually venturing up into the higher frequencies, 26.456 AM. Gonna have to start listening up there now. And finally, from the Free Radio Weekly, number 696, covering logs from the 6th to the 12th of June, 2009. Stations being heard on air include the stations of Barnyard Radio, Captain Morgan, The Crystal Ship, Godzilla Radio, Grasscutter and Sunshine, Outhouse Radio, Radio Gaga, Radio Marlene, Voice of Chaos, WBNY, WEAK, and Wolverine Radio. Stations sending out QSLs this week are the stations of Barnyard Radio, Radio First Termer via WEAK, Radio Marlene, WEAK, Psycho, Chaos, The Crystal Ship, XXP Radio, and the Europirate, Cactus Jack.
We're going to get back into more music. So that's what we do best, is not talking on the air. This is the Crimson Pirate from the Tampon T Bingo Hour. You're listening to Area 51 WBCQ.
Well, a little bit more about Area 51 on WBCQ coming up later in the program. But for now, we're going to get into some off-air recordings. And Sealord down in Florida, using his Tintec RX340, starts us off this week with the Crystal Ship. He caught the Crystal Ship on June 8th on 6875. This is the sign-on at 0150. Take a listen to the poet on the Crystal Ship.
Well, I think the Crystal The official radio state republic, the tenders of From the CBS News election headquarters, this is Campaign 58, the California Tanner, with CBS News correspondent, Robert Cronkite. With the district of Southern California tonight, for Tanner. The California race.
Lex in Texas on his Palstar R30C caught WEAK 6925 upper sideband 0215 UTC on the 11th of June. He was airing the WWV parody. Take a listen how Week was coming into Texas.
Bye. Here's another minute.
Well, talking about Week Radio, Week was listening on his Drake R8 and caught WBNY Radio Bunny 6850 AM, the 6th of June, 2144 UTC. Take a listen to Commander Bunny on WBNY.
State your name.
State your name.
I'm a good monkey.
I'm a good monkey.
Now, try again.
State your name. I'm a good monkey.
State your name.
I'm a good monkey.
Hello, this is America's pal, Salamoniac, and I am the monkey. Don't you forget it.
We are good monkeys. And now, on WBNY, as a very special treat, here are the musical stylings of Al Benson and Tin Foil Hat.
Well, I was listening on my dipole-fed PC-1000 and caught Radio XXP 6925 Upper Sideband the 12th of June, 2105 to 2120. Had a real good SINPO playing some Doors and stuff. Sounded like a party on the patio with the XXP. Take a listen to this. Finally, I have Cat Butt Radio. I recorded this on 6925 Upper Side Band 2120 to 2130 UTC on the 12th of June. Cat Butt Radio, this followed directly after the XXP sign-off, Cat Butt Radio.
Cat Butt, the voice of Cat Butt. Now our first guy here, Mickey something. Oh, it's Mickey Hardell.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, I do have a couple stories for you in the other radio news segment. The LPFM bill, H.R. 1147, it's winding its way through the congressional committees this last week, and the LPFM movement scored a real good victory in Congress this last week. I'm going to let Glenn Hauser in the world of radio flesh out this story.
Ben Cobb forwards a press release from the Prometheus Project. Low-power radio stations have been saved by a D.C. Circuit Court ruling vindicating the FCC's effort to save small stations from loss of channels. The U.S. Court of Appeals of the D.C. Circuit ruled in favor of the FCC and against the National Association of Broadcasters, affirming the December 2007 Federal Communications Commission decision to protect LPFM against encroachment by full-power radio stations. Had the FCC not intervened, these low-power stations would have been forced off the air by full-power stations wanting to change their broadcasting location. In the lawsuit, the NAB alleged that the FCC defied the Radio Broadcasting Preservation Act when it granted waivers to keep LPFM stations on the air. The court denied some of NAB's claims as lacking merit and dismissed others as being unripe for review at this time. So the FCC is free to continue balancing the interests of LPFM stations and full-power stations.
The FCC wants to drop the third adjacent channel protections. The chief of the FCC's audio division, Peter Doyle, said 859 LPFM stations are licensed and are on the air. At the same time, the agency has licensed more than 4,000 new translator stations with no impact from the LPFMs. And Peter said that there has been no discernible increase of interference during the licensing process. The FCC remains convinced the impact from dropping the third adjacent channel protections to the translators or full power stations, quote, would be extremely modest. The FCC expects, quote, enormous interest in the next LPFM application window. Personally, I think that's an understatement. I think when they do open those floodgates, there will be a lot of LPFM applications. Okay, hey, I was listening to Alan Weiner Worldwide on WBCQ last Friday, and there was an announcement of sorts about Area 51, that's the WBCQ 5110 transmitter. Larry Will, a.k.a. Cosmic Debris, called into Alan's show just to, just take a listen to this. This runs about 4 minutes, but it's really interesting. Take a listen to Alan and Larry.
One of our best listeners and dear friend of the station, Dave Hardgrave, sent in a big donation last week, Mal.
All right, Dave.
Well, you remember a couple of weeks ago when I was getting on the air and asking people to underwrite extra programming on Area 51? Area 51 is kind of like our prized child here. It's what a lot of us envisioned our radio station to be, which is a total outlet for free form, free radio outlet. And thanks to Larry and Jane and Tim and all the people here at BCQ.
To everyone.
And, of course, our dear listeners and the programmers, that the free radio and pirates and programmers that provide programming, Area 51 has turned into that. 5110 is completely a free radio station. I mean, it's licensed. But it might as well be a boot. It might as well be a pirate, because that's how it's run. I've got nothing to do or say with the programming on Area 51. Nothing. I have no control over anything that goes over Area 51. It's completely programmed by the pirates, the free radio people. Larry and Jane are the administrators of it. And it's been like that now for a couple of years, and it's growing. And a couple of weeks ago, I put out and asked that for listeners to underwrite another hour. We wanted to put it on for 3 hours a night. $500 would not quite pay for the electricity, but underwrite most of the electrical costs for another hour, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday on Area 51. So anyway, what else is on tap for Area 51, LW?
Well, Alan, we've got it kind of packed with I'm going to say it's three different kinds of programming we got here. Archive of stuff we've picked up over the years. So you'll hear everything from Psycho to WBNY and Radio Jamba International and other unmentionables like that. The second kind of part of the programming is the WBCQ alternative archives.
Yeah, Area 51 is still pretty random access.
Yeah, we kind of do it free form. About the only thing that's solid in the schedule is Sunday at 6 we do Ragnar's Pirates Week show, which is current every week, and then Glenn's World of Radio Thursdays at 8, Janice and Steve do an international radio report following that, and of course we simulcast you and Timtron and our show on Saturdays. But pretty much the rest of it, you know, Monday is kind of slack day and all kinds of events. Oh, we're also running Gene Shepherd shows in honor of Michael. And you know, we got this extra hour, so we've got the call out through the informal network and working at, you know, second or third hand, so maybe you'll hear some new things from the great beyond on
the
third hour.
Let's say that there's a boot or a free radio operator listening right now to WBCQ, and they want to get some programs on Area 51. How would they go about doing that?
Well, the easiest way is to drop me an email, radio@zappahead.net. Your privacy is respected quite a bit. If you don't really like that, you can do a Google for Cracker and find him. He's all over the net, and he is kind of like our my trusted liaison into the free world.
Oh yeah, you know, I'm sorry I left him out when I was talking about the people responsible. No, I know Cracker has been a major pillar in the broadcasting arts on.
Well, unfortunately, the audio cut out when Alan was talking about Cracker, but Area 51 on WBCQ, the pirate radio outlet, is being extended an hour for the next week. That's Monday through Friday, 2300 to 0200, Saturday, 2200 to 0200, and Sunday, 2200 to 0000 UTC. They'll be on the air playing a bunch of pirate-oriented stuff, and it's always good to see Area 51 get props. Of course, the Pirates Week is also aired on Area 51, starting off the Sunday programming at 2200 UTC, and I really thank Cosmic and Cracker for doing that. So, hey, you know, if you got some material that you think is appropriate for Area 51, get a hold of Cosmic or Cracker, and take a listen to Area 51. Some really, really good material over there, and a underused outlet for the pirate radio community. Some good stuff going on over there on WBCQ 5110. Well, I did want to throw it out there to the audience. You know, a couple weeks ago, my primary radio died. The radio still works, but the audio out is fried, so it's pretty much a paperweight at this point. Since then, I have been looking all over for schematics for a Drake SW8. I have the owner's manual, which is readily available all over the internet, but it's pretty much useless. So I'm going to throw it out there to the audience. If anyone out there knows or where they can lay their hands on a schematic for a Drake SW8, I would really appreciate it. If you know where you can lay your hands on one, send me a line. I'd really like to get my hands on one. Well, I also wanted to mention at least mention the death of analog television that occurred a couple days ago. You may want to scan those TV frequencies for some television pirates. There are several efforts underway right now to occupy the TV bands. It may be worth your time not to pack away that old analog set just yet. It's TV, of course, is more or less a local thing, and you may want to just scan the television bands this weekend or this week and see if you can pick yourself up some TV pirates. I know there are at least two efforts to occupy the TV airwaves, and that'd be really cool to catch the TV pirates. Oh, and I did want to mention that not sure if there's going to be a show or not next week. It's Father's Day, and I was planning on being away on Sunday. Not sure. May end up doing it on Saturday. May end up doing it on Sunday. Not sure if there will be even a show at all. So next week is going to be a hit or miss. Not sure. We'll find out as the week progresses what's going to be happening next week. So what did we learn this week? Well, we learned a few things. We learned that things are looking really promising for low-power FM as the bill moves its way through Congress, and we'll be keeping an eye on the LPFM movement here in the United States. We also learned that Area 51 is getting an extra hour of free radio programming, and that is always something cool. I'd like to thank everybody over there behind the efforts of WBCQ's Area 51. And we also learned that pirate QSLs are getting more and more fun to stare at, and that's always a good thing. So I am going to back on out of here, and as always, thank you for listening.
Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week. That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.